It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community, and diabetes impacts us in every community. It is Diabetes Awareness Month, and JDRF is the world's largest nonprofit funder of type 1 diabetes research. On the line, I have a lovely young lady, Miss Nia Kay, who raises awareness about type 1 diabetes and educates people about the importance of knowing about this. How are you doing today, Miss Nia?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You sound great. How old are you now, Nia?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. At what age were you diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
I was actually diagnosed at 2 years old.
So
super young.
Yeah. So what were the symptoms that made your parents, did they know anything about type 1 diabetes, or what happened to lead to your diagnosis?
They didn't know a lot of knowledge before I was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. Of course, they knew of diabetes, but they didn't have a lot of information. And some of the signs that made them take me to the hospital to find out that I had diabetes was me always being thirsty. Mm. I was peeing in a bed a lot.
Okay.
And as a kid, it's normal to want juice, but like I would want it 3-4 in the morning, like nonstop, like always. Peeing in a bed, being itchy, dry skin, increased appetite. Like, it was just so many things that were giving them signs that, like, something was off. And when they took me to the hospital, they were saying I was about to be in a severe DKA. So if we had waited any longer, I could have, been in any type of life-threatening situation.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So how has Nia, being diagnosed at the age of 2, and I'm so grateful your parents got you treatment and your diagnosis when they did, how has type 1 diabetes impacted your life? When you're thinking back from being 2 and getting diagnosed to where you are now.
I would say it's impacted my life a lot, because me being a performer, me always, since I was little, I've been dancing, singing, modeling, rapping. So that has always been not something that has hindered me, but it's always been a huge part of my life, because I've had to learn how to balance the two while being on the road, while performing, making sure my sugar's not going low. So it's impacted my life in a huge way, but at the age of 20, I feel like I've balanced it great right now.
All right, good for you. Now, before we wrap up, Nia, because we could talk all day about this, I want you to share two quick things. What should people know about type 1 diabetes and the importance of screening and learning to recognize the symptoms?
I would say a really important thing that people need to know about diabetes is they should get screened. Like, if you have any questions or you have any doubt on if you have it or not, you guys need to please visit jdrf.org/T1Detect, because they have all the information that will get you your screening, that will give you all the listings of things that may have gave you a sign that you need to go get screened. And a lot of people, they don't even know the symptoms. Yeah. They don't even know that they're having the symptoms until they do some research or go get screened.
All right. That is jdrf.org. Thank you so much, Nia, and continue to do your thing. God bless you, girl. And I'm so happy that you are
Thank
managing
you so
to live
much.
Your life.